This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Independent Commission investigating the September 11th terrorist attacks today hears from officials of both the Bush and the Clinton administrations. The panel wants to know what was done in response to previous attacks and how to deal with the growing terrorist threat. The hearing follows allegations by former White House counterterrorism coordinator Richard Clark that the Bush administration ignored his repeated warnings about al-Qaeda, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Clark's accusations have heightened the political tensions surrounding today's hearings. He made his charges in a new book and on CBS's 60 Minutes. Clark says that prior to the 9/11 attacks, the Bush administration didn't take the threat of al-Qaeda seriously and instead focused much of its attention on Iraq.
We had a terrorist organization that was going after us, al-Qaeda. That should have been the first item on the agenda. And it was pushed back and back and back for months.
The White House quickly dismissed Clark's statements. Presidential spokesman Scott McClellan said the administration was working on a strategy to eliminate al-Qaeda when the attacks occurred. He questioned why Clark, who oversaw counterterrorism in both the Bush and the Clinton administrations, was making his charges now in the heat of a presidential campaign.
It's offensive and it's flat out false. This administration made going after al-Qaeda a top priority from very early on.
That claim and any charges to the contrary will be the subject of the hearings starting today. The bipartisan commission has been charged with looking into the events leading up to and immediately after the attacks and with recommending ways to defend against similar attacks in the future. Today, we'll hear from Secretary of State Colin Powell and Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld, as well as from President Clinton's Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright, and his Defense Secretary, William Cohn. Clark will testify on Wednesday, along with CIA Director George Tenet. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice has already appeared before the panel, but only in private. Relatives of some of the 9/11 victims say they hope the hearings will produce some useful information about why the attacks occurred. Patricia Casaza, who lost her husband John in the World Trade Center, says she's frustrated by the lack of answers so far.
We need to know as Americans that our leaders are willing to share with us what happened on the morning of September 11th and give us back the confidence in our leaders to know that we are safe going forward.
She says she'd like to see a nonpartisan debate about how to do that, but she's not very hopeful. Stephen Gale, a counterterrorism expert with the Foreign Policy Research Institute in Philadelphia, says the only thing that might reduce the political finger-pointing is the realization that no administration prior to 9/11 really understood the threat and prepared for it.
It was certainly not part of the thinking of any of our defense system or the FBI or any of these organizations, that al-Qaeda or any other organization would be looking for a series of actions that was an attempt to defeat the U.S. society and its economy.
The 9/11 Commission will today release some of its preliminary findings about counterterrorism policy, but its final report is not due until July 26th, just as the presidential nominating conventions are about to begin. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.